Unit 6, pages 62 and 63. Reading.
Karen Rivers, winner of the Young Travel Writer Award, gives her personal view of a city to which she is a frequent visitor.
Istanbul, a city of two continents. At the eastern end of Europe, where it is separated from Asia by a short, narrow channel of water, there is a vast and fascinating city. On either side of the Bosphorus stands Istanbul, the largest city in Turkey and one of the largest cities in the world. Sometimes called the Paris of the East and the City of the Seven Hills, this vibrant city, where ancient and modern stand side by side, has for centuries been known as a crossing point where East meets West. So narrow is the Bosphorus that it seems more like a river running through a great city. Take a boat trip along it and you'll see houses, cafes, hotels and restaurants crowding down to the water's edge on either side of you. You would never guess that the two suspension bridges spanning the channel link two continents. You would never guess that the Bosphorus connects two great seas, the Black Sea and the Aegean. The European side is the older part, and the financial district is on that side too. Land and houses are expensive, so lots of residents live in Asia and work in Europe. If you live in Istanbul, just going to work or college can mean changing continents twice a day. I've always found it one of the most fascinating aspects of the city. Unfortunately, there is no road tunnel under the Bosphorus. The bridges get completely clogged with vehicles during the rush hour, and the ferries are crowded. Perhaps the city's commuters don't find changing continents quite so fascinating. Traffic is one of my least favourite things about Istanbul, and the roads are far too busy for my liking. In the large and bustling Taksim Square, you take your life in your hands when you walk across. Cars approach dangerously fast from all directions, horns blaring and smelling like old oil cans. Fortunately, there are plenty of areas in the city where there is little or no traffic at all. So, whether you want to shop until you drop, view the historic sights, or relax in a courtyard cafe, there's somewhere that will be just right for you. In Istanbul, you can't ignore the history. Its magnificent structures are of real architectural splendour and a visual inspiration, especially if you have a camera to hand. By the end of your visit, you will have taken hundreds of stunning photos. The domes and soaring arches of the Hagia Sophia impress every visitor. This church, which became a mosque and is now a museum, was built 1,500 years ago. I find it truly uplifting and is one of my favourite buildings. The city itself was established 1,000 years earlier by King Bizaz, for whom it was named Byzantium. So it continued for 900 years until conquered by the Roman Emperor Constantine and renamed Constantinople. Sultan Mehmed II, whose armies besieged and captured the city more than 500 years ago, made it the capital of the Ottoman Empire, which lasted until the Republic of Turkey was established by Kemal Atatürk in 1923. The city became known by its old name of Istanbul. Ankara, which is in central Turkey, became the capital of the new republic. With such a long and varied history of empire, power and ambition, it is not surprising that Istanbul has such a wealth of palaces, churches, mosques, towers and fortresses with which to dazzle any visitor. The most well-known, the Topkapi Palace, the Hagia Sophia and the Sultan Ahmed Mosque are all close to each other in the old part of the city, so you can visit them all in a day. History may be all around you in Istanbul, but one of the best things about the city today is its modern outlook. The average age of its population is 23, so it's a city of young people with ideas and aspirations. It has a new modern art museum and hosts an annual international film festival, music and opera festivals, ballet and theatre. During the long, hot summer, the city's many cafes and restaurants are cool oases in which to meet and chat. They still buzz with life on winter days, when one of Istanbul's frequent fogs descends or a heavy snowfall covers the streets. For anyone whose passion is shopping, Istiklal Avenue has everything you could want to buy and more. This 3-kilometre pedestrianised street is said to attract 1 million visitors a day, but I'm not fond of it. International brands are rather too prominent. My favourite place to shop and eat out is the Grand Bazaar. It's the oldest covered market in the world. To me, it's irresistible, like a giant Aladdin's cave, beautiful and full of treasures. That's not a bad way to describe the whole city. There's something wonderful round every corner. If you get the chance, go and see for yourself.